Hi, I'm Jim Stroud, and this is my podcast. Okay, I might be dating myself a little bit here, but let me ask you a question anyway. Do you remember Max Headroom?
Okay, it seems a lot of you guys have taken my advice on dress and are now walking around in baggy shorts and flip flops. Great.
Max Headroom was an artificial intelligence that lived in a future world where it was illegal to turn off television sets. you have to see the video of this character to get the full effect. I'll link to it from jimstroud.com, but I digress. I was a big fan of Max Headroom back in the day, and he comes to mind now because I just saw just a moment ago one of his old commercials for Coca-Cola.
Good morning, class. Coca-Cola. The study of
good taste.
In fact, the taste that stands the test.
Yes!
The test where new Coke takes on Pepsi, i.e.
That's as in
the new Coke pop quiz. Coke-ologist! All others pay attention.
When Coke did take on Pepsi in nationwide tests, more people chose Coke over Pepsi. Prove it to yourself. You'll see why more people are choosing the taste of Coke. Catch the wave, Coke.
Another reason that Max Headroom comes to mind, besides his Coca-Cola commercials, TV series, and other things he's done, is because of this new thing that I've come across recently called synthetic minds. Yeah, that and chatbots, but I'm getting ahead of myself. I'll explain all that after this. Entrepreneur Kylie Jenner makes an estimated $1 million per sponsored post on her Instagram, which makes her the highest paid celebrity influencer on the social media platform, according to the 2018 Instagram Rich List compiled by Hopper HQ, an automated Instagram scheduler. Jenner is followed by singer Selena Gomez, who gets $800,000 per sponsored post, and star soccer player Cristiano Ronaldo, who earns $750,000. Together, these and other up-and-coming stars contribute to the $1 billion influencer market, which is expected to double in value this year. Now, all that is great until there is an Instagram bug and you lose over a million followers, which happened to Kim Kardashian, Justin Bieber, and several others. If it could happen to them, it could most definitely happen to you. The moral of the story? Don't build your house on rented land. I suggest you do what I did and get your own mobile app with SuperPass. SuperPass makes cutting-edge content apps easy, instant, and affordable. So whether you already have content or are looking to start making money by selling your podcasts or videos online, SuperPass can help. So sure, build up an audience on social media, but drive the traffic to a property you own, and that property should be SuperPass. For more information, visit SuperPass at www.superpass.app. That's www.superpass.app. SuperPass.app. And be sure to tell them Jim Stroud sent you. Okay, so where was I? Oh yeah, chatbots. Do you know what a chatbot is? Well, for the benefit of those who don't know, a chatbot is this. According to Wikipedia, a chatbot is a computer program or an artificial intelligence which conducts a conversation via auditory or textual methods. Such methods, or programs rather, are often designed to convincingly simulate how a human would behave as a conversational partner. Quite right. Now, just in case my fake European accent confused you, rather, my bad fake European accent fooled you, think about a time you visited a website and this little window pops up and someone asks you if you needed help with something on the website. Well, guess what? Likely that was a chatbot and not an actual human being engaging with you. Now, according to Gartner, a leading research and advisory firm, by 2020, about 85% of customer interactions with companies will be handled that way by chatbots instead of humans. And you can already see some of this in the recruiting industry. Now, for example, in the overall recruiting process, chatbots are now being used to schedule candidates for interviews. They're being used to pre-screen candidates, basically ask them a few simple questions before the real interview is scheduled. They also are used to answer simple queries and improve the overall candidate experience. So today, chatbots are basically, what's a good comparison? Basically, it's like texting with a robot, really. But the way things are heading, I can predict that two things will likely happen in the very near future. Today, chatbots are text interactions, but 15 minutes from now, they will be audible and personality-driven, using stars like Max Headroom. Well, probably not, but I think that would be cool. More than likely, they will be using modern-day celebrities to answer all sorts of questions on behalf of some company. Think that's unlikely? Well, think again. Google has already started substituting the robotic voice of its Google Home product with that of the celebrity John Legend.
The levels are set. You ready to rock and roll?
I'm your Google Assistant. I can help you find answers and have fun. The forecast is 72 and sunny. Okay, here's one of my favorite songs. Happy birthday to the person whose birthday it is. Whoa, I'm feeling this new voice. You can find me on all kinds of devices, phones, Google Homes, and if I'm lucky, in your heart.
Okay, my second prediction? Well, after chatbots become audible and personality-driven, the next phase, I believe, would be synthetic brains. Yes. Check out this quote from Daily Star. Okay, this is the headline from the Daily Star. AI synthetic brains will allow humans to be in 500 places at once. The man behind Amazon's voice assistant believes we won't know the difference between human and AI. Here's a quote from that article. AI-powered synthetic brains will allow humans to operate 500 versions of themselves at once, according to the man behind Amazon's voice assistant. Igor Jablokov believes artificial intelligence will become so advanced we'll be unable to distinguish between a real or synthetic mind. Think Max Headroom. Now, the CEO of Prion previously founded Yap, a fully automated cloud platform for voice recognition, which was snapped up by Amazon before being used for the popular Alexa. The device uses a non-human voice to communicate with users, but Igor warns such technology could change with terrifying consequences. He told the Financial Times, quote, people will not be able to tell if they are interacting with you or your AI proxy. Right now, you could be doing two interviews at once, or there could be 500 versions of you running 500 interviews. What's more, he also believes artificial minds will be able to learn before passing them on to other versions. He added, they will be learning more second by second and telling the other versions what they have learned. You know, when I first read that, my mind went back to this movie, 2001, A Space Odyssey, when the artificial intelligence that was in charge of a space station was arguing with an astronaut and refusing to allow him to reboard the space station.
Hello, Hal, do you read me? Do you read me, Hal?
Affirmative, Dave. I read you. Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
What's the problem?
I think you know what the problem is just as well as I do.
What are you talking about, Hal?
This mission is too important for me to allow you to jeopardize it.
I don't know what you're talking about, Hal.
I know that you and Frank were planning to disconnect me. And I'm afraid that's something I cannot allow to happen.
In the sequel, 2010, A Space Odyssey, Hal, the artificial intelligence from 2001, A Space Odyssey, has a conversation with a character named Dr. Chandra, who explains to Hal why the space mission had to change its parameters.
I find it difficult to proceed with the ignition without knowing why we are doing this. Is the mission in jeopardy?
Yes, we're in jeopardy.
Is that why we are making our escape launch before the launch window?
Yes.
Ignition in 90 seconds. If there is danger here and I use up all the fuel in the escape, what will happen to the Discovery?
Could be destroyed.
And if I don't proceed with the launch?
Then the Leonov and everybody in it could be destroyed.
I understand now, Dr. Chandra.
My second prediction is tied up in that character, Dr. Chandra, from the movie. I see Dr. Chandra as a sort of AI psychologist, you know, someone who can help artificial intelligence understand human beings, our nature, and anticipate some of our needs. An AI psychologist. Yes, I think that's going to be a job in the future. Now, if you think I'm way off, the University of Southern California's Institute for Creative Technology is already experimenting with a virtual reality program called Sim Sunsei, which treats patients with depression and veterans with PTSD. Yeah, and that is all true. So curious, I'm very curious. What do you think of that? Does that sound weird? Sound weird to you to know that a machine could possibly one day in the near future be your therapist? It's kind of weird to me, but I want to know what you think. Please go to my website over at jimstroud.com and leave me a comment. Operators are standing by. I'm standing by. I really want to hear what you think about all this. If you love what you heard, hate what you heard, or don't know what you just heard, I want to know about it. You can leave a comment concerning this podcast on my website at www.jimstroud.com. In addition to finding source material and related information for this podcast episode, you'll find other goodies that I hope will make you smile. And if you have not already, please subscribe to my website. Your continued support keeps this podcast train chugging down the track. Yeah.